Hello, and welcome to another episode of Data Drain. I'm your host, Ethan, and with me is Jason.
What are you doing?
And with me is also Stuart.
You didn't tell me there was going to be a podcast.
This is like a podcast done through my phone, so there's probably a lot of road noise, because we're on the road. That's right, this is the Hatch... the Roadcast. The Hatch Chili Festival, New Mexico... tour episode. I'm making this up as I go. There is no itinerary. I'm just bored and recording something so we have an episode for the month of September since we apparently missed August. And last episode was July 1st.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. So there's like almost a full 2 month gap there.
Wow. What have we been doing all this time?
I think we played video games all this time.
That sounds about right.
Really don't know how much of this is getting recorded.
Well, only one way to find out.
I'm sure I'll check in here on various occasions during our travels, and hopefully my phone is still alive during most of those times I decide to record.
You brought a charger, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, just keep it charged.
Jason, any words before we sign off for the brief moment here?
Keep both hands on the wheel. And don't veer off.
Both of which he is doing quite well right now. So, we'll check in here in a little bit.
Part two of our amazing excursion to the Hatch Chili Festival. We are now filled up with both gas and food. This is the co-host with the co-most, Jason. And Ethan and Stuart are still part of the trip at this moment.
You guys threw me in the back, though. Why'd you do that?
Stuart has lost navigation ability as he has been thrust into the back seat with all the cargo. Ethan is now thrust into the hot seat in hot pursuit of our destination.
I'd like to buy a vowel, Alex.
I'm sorry, but you don't have any money to buy vowels with. And looks like we're on our way to Roswell. Hopefully we don't get abducted. Maybe we'll see where Stuart originally came from while we're there.
Hey!
may or may not see the Roswell Museum, but as I said, our end destination is Hatch, New Mexico. Tonight we plan to end up in Carlsbad, New Mexico, and maybe we'll see some bats flying into the landscape as we make our arrival in Carlsbad.
I'm Batman.
And Ethan apparently believes he is now Batman.
Have a real gravelly voice.
So you have any wise words for our audience at this junction in our life and on the road?
Don't drink and drive? Question mark?
That would be exclamation point, Ethan. Exclamation point.
I'm wrong.
Sorry, I'm still full from the burgers, man. They were really good. And spicy, too.
Yeah, so we ate at a place called Blue Sky, and we got what Texas and New Mexico is famous for is their green chili. Yum. Green chili is amazing, by the way, people. If you like spicy stuff, green chili has the best flavor. Red chili can go eat it. And
you eat the red chili.
Yes, a food joke. And food is good, so I don't know what else to talk about at this point.
We had two orders of half onion rings, half fries. I'll let you figure out how that works.
I ate half of that.
I ate a few pieces of that. I didn't realize we got two half orders. That was... made two whole orders, I guess.
Right.
Two halves make a whole. That is your math class for the day, people.
Didn't think that one through now, did we?
So I think that's enough for now, and we're going to sign off for another few minutes, unless anyone has any lasting words for this point.
Nah.
Okay, signing off.
Okay, so 3 days ago, I started recording stuff on our trip up here to New Mexico. Right now, we're in Albuquerque somewhere... whatever. Jason, thoughts?
Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
We had tons of fun. We laughed. We cried. We went to Albertsons.
Albertsons, a place of stuff. Not just any stuff, but the blue stuff in a blue can with no carb, zero carbs, in fact. We're talking Rockstar Energy drink with the Hunter picture on there for Destiny 2 DLC stuff.
But wait, Ethan, you're forgetting the first part of the story where we've stopped by a gas station and found the...
We found the other two, the Titan and the Warlock, in multiple locations and got lied to by a lady at Phillips 66 who worked at Circle K saying, oh yeah, just go down to my Circle K. We got tons of them there. But if they're not in stock, it's because someone bought them out.
So then we stopped by Walmart, no luck. And then I want to stop by Albertsons for Oreo-related purposes.
Yes, tons and tons of Oreos. Store-exclusive Oreos, in fact.
So, the journey to Albertsons, long hardships, but we got it. We got all three cans. Well, I guess six between the two of us. So, mission complete.
I was kind of sad because all I got was the apple pie Oreos, and I really wanted the waffles and syrup, which was an Albertsons exclusive, and unfortunately, none of those exist in Oklahoma for me to have stopped by at any point till now, and they've already, I guess, stopped selling them.
Jason doesn't play Destiny, so that's why he didn't buy them.
Jason doesn't play Destiny 2.
He doesn't play Destiny 1 either.
Yeah, the only slight disappointment is that it did cost more. It was 50 cents more for a can. It was $1.99 as opposed to $1.50 at the gas station.
Which is odd, because gas stations are usually more expensive than anywhere else.
Yes, I agree with that. They tend to be about 10 to 20 cents more.
So since our last outing, we also haven't updated our readers, sorry, viewers, listeners.
True believers.
True believers. Converts. We have successfully survived being abducted by aliens while we were in Roswell.
Didn't get abducted at all.
We didn't get any rabies from any bat bites in Carlsbad Caverns.
I did come up with the idea of chicken fried bat.
That sounds horrible.
Sounds delicious.
We went to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and saw the New Mexico Museum of Space History. Thank you.
It was so cool because you go to the fourth floor and the elevator comes down and it's like when the doors open, it's all sound effects, and then you go up and then it makes another sound effect. And yeah. And then there was like the Gene Roddenberry, is that his name?
Yes.
Gene Roddenberry exhibit that's down there like on the second floor or something.
It looks like somebody went shopping on ThinkGeek because they had one of the little Star Trek what was it? The door swoosh things?
Yeah, it's a... I think it was a light switch thing originally, and it just made a bunch of noise. It was annoying. what else have we done?
We went to Carlsbad Caverns as well.
So well, we talked about the bats earlier. Yeah,
yeah, but we didn't talk...
So yeah, we went down in Carlsbad Caverns. I'm kind of a big lazy guy, so... I'm still sore, like, 2 days later.
Me and Stuart, however, are not.
They don't play enough video games. So, went down there, and honestly, I wanted to give up, like, as soon as we got, like, halfway through the path or something.
Ethan kind of slipped a little bit on one of the walkways, and he was like...
No. Jason slipped on a walkway.
Oh, yeah.
I almost slipped on down in the big room, which is the area I was fine at, because that was like the base area.
Ethan's word to me, I almost ate it.
I was in front of everyone. That was the problem. This was uphill. So I have my hat and water bottle in one hand. I'm holding onto a bar that's on the side to, so you know you don't fall, and then I start slipping a bit, and I was like, okay, well, hat on head, water bottle in mouth, and both hands on bar, and pulled myself up.
By the way, Carlsbad Caverns is beautiful. If you have not had the chance to go, I highly recommend it. And if you want to go do any of the more harder tours, bring some hiking shoes.
That elevator ride up was nice. I'm glad we didn't walk out.
Uh, Yeah, what they also didn't mention is, what we learned recently, is that they redid the lighting a couple of years ago, and the lighting is a lot better now, so you can actually see, and it has a lot more more of an atmosphere. There was also a few stalagmites and stalactites that were still growing, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
There was a lot of water in there. It was very damp.
Surprisingly enough, the only video game-related stuff we've done so far was play on a RetroPie, and the most we played was of a game called Beavis and Butthead for the Sega Genesis.
That's super not safe for work, even by today's standards. We did play some Puyo Puyo. Jason's a jerk on there. He was nice enough to let me win the first match, though. He is kind of mistaken. There's been a lot of video game stuff going on. It just happened to involve talking about Final Fantasy 15 while we were going to Carlsbad and going through the area. It's like, okay, I hope we don't get random encounters with goblins, or I wonder if we had the regalia here, if we could go through this thing and that. Why is there no behemoths around here?
Yeah, the only bad part is that most of the humor was wasted on Jason, who has not played Final Fantasy 15 yet.
For shame.
I watched the little four-part episodic thing that made everyone more interested in it.
People are already interested in it. More interested. I don't care if you said more. It's impossible to be more interested whenever you're already more interested.
Okay. Anything else?
What'd we do
yesterday? We had some amazing Vietnamese food yesterday. Oh my gosh, the foodie inside me was super excited.
We still have my chicken spring rolls in the fridge.
I have my cinnamon roll. Oh, sorry, my Vietnamese cinnamon roll.
Well, the place we're going to eat breakfast is closed down right now. It's Sunday.
Yeah. There's another place that's supposedly nearby.
Fine.
Hey, guys, I think we actually forgot to talk about the reason we went on this trip. Chili Festival.
The what?
The Hatch Chili Festival. I forgot about it already. Well, that's probably a reason why I forgot about it. It actually didn't live up to our expectations. It was kind of like Rush Springs Watermelon Festival, but in New Mexico, instead of watermelon, it was green chili and red chili.
I compared it to Shamrock's St. Patrick's Day Parade. It was basically the same.
Yeah, the main thing I would say about this year is that instead of all the mud in Rush Springs, it was just a lot of dust and dirt.
Yeah, you're out in the middle of a desert to buy chilies, and everyone is wanting more chilies, and then besides that, there's chilies. Did I say chilies?
By the way, if you are going to eat anything spicy, I recommend putting it on one side of your mouth. That way you can still taste something with the other side of the mouth afterwards.
Jason went on a taste testing spree that lasted longer than it should have.
No one else is going to eat any of the green chili or red chili or salsas, and I had to try it and find a good one.
Me and Stuart tried some red chili. It had no flavor.
I also tried the green chili. It tasted better. It had a nice flavor to it. Plus, it had a better texture than the red chili sauce.
By the way, for all those that eat chili or I'm a green chili, red chili, green chili is factually superior to red chili. Green chili has a better flavor. Red chili is more about the spiciness.
Yeah, and the red chili we had didn't taste anything at all. Like, it was on the chip, and it was like, what is this, water? Did I eat it already? Well, take a look at my testing chip. Nope, it's not on there anymore. So, yeah, I must have eaten it. I guess they had carnival rides there. We didn't go on those. We're adults.
I don't trust anything that was built in an overnight.
Fair enough. I guess the only difference between that and Shamrock's St. Patrick's Day is Shamrock has a lot more carnival rides.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They had, what, 5 rides over here, this thing?
No, they have more than that.
6?
Well, the point is, they did not have very many. I think even in Rush Springs Heads, a few more. Maybe about one or two more.
I think it's about comparable to Rush Springs.
Yeah. Like I said, the difference is pretty minor.
Good times. What else are we...
That's the only things I could think of.
We also stopped by an Asian market and saw a lot of interesting things. Teas, noodles, various pastries, all different kinds of soda. More soda than I realized existed.
I was very surprised by the fact that out of everywhere we've been, it's been smelling like green chilies. Everywhere we've been, we go to this place, it smells like shrimp.
Well, that's probably because we bought like 3 bags of green chili, and I think yours was open in the vehicle, so...
Yeah, I told you mine were open for the heat release.
Yeah, I know. That's also the reason why our entire vehicle smelled like green chili the entire way back.
I'm not apologizing. But no, like every place we visited, it did smell like green chilies, even before I bought the chilies.
Oh, and by the way, this Asian food market that Stuart's talking about, it was actually called Talon Market, which I'm just now realizing... didn't say Italian market like I thought it did originally, but it's called my Talon Market World Food Fair. For those of you who have ever been to a place called World Market Plus Cost, that's pretty much the same thing, except this is more geared on just the food, which is the good part.
What's our plans today?
We're going to find a place for breakfast here in a little bit because it is currently 8:30 in the morning, New Mexico time, Sunday, September 3rd. And
2017 August
September 3rd.
I'm making content here, just go with it.
Anyways, we're going to go have breakfast, then we're going to figure out what we want to do for lunch, then we're gonna go to Santa Fe, we're gonna hit up a place called Meow Wolf, which I keep wanting to call Meow Cat for some reason.
Meow.
And yeah, I guess we'll have to update our listeners on that later.
Any last words?
Ethan's a big coward.
Yeah. So, yeah, we will check in with you guys later, meow.
Okay, time for part 4 of our... I think this might be a 4-part podcast based on how much time we have left. And this is Jason back again at you. And with me driving this time is Ethan. And riding in the back seat, in the shotgun side, is Stuart.
Yep, we're almost done.
Got about 45 minutes.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half till we get to Shamrock, Texas, home of the Shamrocks. Those are those four-leaf clovers, and sometimes 3 leaves. And sometimes...
Shamrocks is a 3.
And sometimes 5 leaves. I don't know, I guess this is how lucky
Shamrock
you are.
Shamrock is specifically the
3-leaf. Ethan says that Shamrock is specifically the 3-leaf. Since our last episode piece, we have gone to the Albuquerque Biopark, we went to the Aquarium and Botanical Gardens. There's a cool little Japanese section of that botanical garden. That made me feel like I was back in Japan again.
That was easily the best part of the botanical gardens. Not to take away from the rest of the gardens or the aquarium, but that was easily the best part.
Now, side note, I have actually been to the biopark before. I actually went last year, and I didn't realize this until we got to the biopark that I had already been there before. But we didn't spend quite as much time as we did last time, but we did do some things that I didn't get to do with my family last time, so it was some new experiences for all of us. Afterwards, we went to Santa Fe, caught up with, I have some family in Santa Fe, and got to go down to this art district over on like Canyon Road over in Santa Fe. Some really pricey art pieces. Apparently it's a known touristy thing to do over there, is go and spend thousands of dollars on art. We went to, with my cousin, to a place called Meow Wolf. For those of you that know about that, awesome. For 99% of the rest of the people that are listening to this that don't know what the heck Meow Wolf is, it's kind of, I would describe it as an interactive art gallery. Interactive modern art. Everything.
Social experience.
As slash social experience, as Ethan says. I'm not even sure if that's going to pick you up or not.
But it was quite intriguing. Everything is supposed to be touched and played around with up to your heart's content for the most part, unless it says not to do so. It was really interesting.
One of the another part of the exhibit is that there are also hidden clues throughout all the exhibits with like places pieces that you can decode and find URLs to websites to get a hidden backstory on the exhibits itself, at least the story that's told within the exhibits.
Yeah, kind of almost like a murder mystery in a way, except no one was murdered. Someone was just sent to an alternate dimension and everything kind of went all crazy. And that's where all the art comes from, and however all pieces of art fit into the whole shebang. It was a little pricey. The cost of admission per person is $20 for non-New Mexico residents. That's a little steep. Spent about 2.5 hours there. Got through about 90-95% of the whole thing to enjoy it. Took a lot of pictures. It was really neat. I highly recommend anyone in the area go and visit the place. If I haven't sold you on already, it is owned by George R.R. Martin. Yes, the person that is supposed to be writing Game of Thrones, but has stopped writing it instead of started producing it, I guess. And instead of going for the next book. I know I'm not. I'm feeling a little annoyed about that at all. Any other words, Stuart?
One of the rooms that stuck out for me was a room that had a bunch of different kinds of art. There was some anime art in there. There was art from video games. I remember seeing enemies from like Kirby, Mega Man. I saw some Sailor Moon characters in there as well. And probably a bunch that I didn't recognize, but were from other games that I haven't played.
The cool thing about that room is it was also all in black and white, and they had Ethan said it was gutted, but I don't think it was gutted based on me kind of tapping on stuff. There was a black and white Sega Genesis in there, Model 2, Ethan would like me to mention. And yeah, it was a really unique room. Personally, my favorite room. There was another room separate from that was also all black and white. Made you feel like you were in a Steamboat Willie episode, I guess. For those of you that are familiar with that, that would be like a Mickey Mouse.
Days of Disney.
Which is also featured in Kingdom Hearts. Yes, Lang. What else of note should we mention about this trip? Ate at a place called Flying Tortilla this morning. I got to have my stuffed sopapilla smothered with green chili. Oh, so amazing, by the way. If you ever go up there, you should try the green chili sopapilla. It is spicy, but if you love green chili, amazing flavor.
I had the OMG stuffed French toast.
And OMG, did it look amazing.
I also had the stuffed sopapilla. It was good. I would just rather had a breakfast item just personally, just because it was like 9 in the morning, and having an item from the lunch menu just seemed, inappropriate just for that time of day. But that's just me.
I did kind of upsell the green stuff, or the green chili smothered stuffed sopapilla to Stuart all the way through the trip, because I knew how amazing this was going to be, and it lived up to my memory, and yeah, I love it. Let's see, what else to mention on this trip? Any other thoughts, Ethan?
The Japan part was cool, the Meow Wolf was trippy, the food was good. I'm honestly starting to get sick of green chili, red chili in general. Unless you're talking about the meats, and that's different for me anyway. Jason is still on the hunt for waffles and syrup? Oreos?
Yeah, waffles and syrup Oreos. I'm supposed to be an Albertsons exclusive, and Albertsons didn't have it. They supposedly had it there a month ago, according to my cousin, but that was a month ago, and unfortunately there are no Albertsons in existence in all of Oklahoma, so I was kind of cut off from my Oreo supply in that manner. Thank you, Oreo, for that, by the way.
Mine and Stuart's journey involved looking for... Wait, did we already talk about that? Yeah, never mind. Well, we continued looking for Destiny energy drinks for some odd reason, I guess out of a habit. Although the journey still continues, we still do not buy them because we already have all three.
It took them a little while, but for those of you that are also on the same journey for Destiny codes, they are located under the tab for the product, for the Cokes. The code is under the Coke tab. So, I'm going to call it a Coke.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, we can always just buy more just because we have more opportunities to win free stuff and to get more items in-game. And also, we could also look for Pop-Tarts now. I've seen both cherry and strawberry Pop-Tarts that have double XP Destiny codes on them. I've not bought any yet, but probably will after I get home.
By the way, for all of you listeners, I am still on the lookout for PB&J Oreos. Shannon has sent me a picture showing that these do exist. I have yet to verify the credulity of this existence for my own sake, but am on the hunt still. So, gentlemen, what would you say are your favorite parts of this five-day excursion?
When my legs stop hurting.
It's a toss-up between the caverns as well as Meowwolf. They were both very interesting for different reasons, and both very fun. Tiring, though, because, yeah, I definitely felt worn out after both of them.
Yeah, I will have to get a little green. I actually wasn't very tired after the caverns, but after walking around Santa Fe for all day long, oh man, my feet were hurting for a little while after that. And it was about 90 degrees outside, so it had kind of a dry heat. According to my aunt, it was one of the hottest days in recent history.
We got kicked out of the cathedral.
Ethan was also forced to take his hat off inside the cathedral. Let's see. Ethan did not seem very happy about that, by the way.
Well, yeah, I stood there holding the door open for like 50 people for like 10 minutes. I finally get inside, and then the guy's like, "Oh, you need to take your hat off." Like, fine. And then he's like, "Oh, y'all need to get out. We're closed." Just tell us that to begin with. My gosh.
Ethan was, let's just say the least, most displeased. Okay, so I think that we all pretty much enjoyed the trip overall. Hopefully, my love for green chili has not caused everyone to hate it once again, just like it did with Oreos.
Jason, causing me to hate foods one food at a time.
This is my end goal.
Hey, Oreo makers, if you're listening, you should try considering recreating a green chili Oreo. I think that should be your next flavor. Green chili Oreo.
I can't second that motion because it sounds terrible. How about instead we make a Christmas-themed Oreo, and we can have one half being red chili and the other half being green chili? How does that sound?
I'm not sure about that. But now, one thing that remembering from one of the restaurants we tried on the trip, what about an avocado-flavored Oreo?
Oh, that reminds me. We did stop by an amazing Vietnamese place. And I'd never had Vietnamese food before, at least as far as I know. No one actually told me it was Vietnamese. But Vietnamese is amazing. If you like Japanese food, Vietnamese food is also amazing. I had something that was kind of like a ramen bowl to me, except it wasn't with ramen. It was with, I don't remember what kind of noodles those were. I got an avocado smoothie. Now, so those of you may be thinking, what? Yes, it was tasted like avocado mixed with ice cream, and it was not bad. Had some boba in it. Some
optional
boba. Ethan found out he also doesn't like boba. Boba doesn't really have much of a taste to me. It's more of a texture to me, and I think it's kind of fun. But yeah, it was pretty good. So if you ever have a chance to try avocado smoothie, and you like avocado, and you like vanilla ice cream, you may like it. You may think it's kind of weird, and it was kind of weird, but it wasn't bad.
I got the coconut smoothie myself, and I prefer the taste of the coconut to the taste of the avocado. Maybe it's just me, but I also had boba in it. I didn't have an issue with the boba. It was just more of a texture thing. Didn't really have much of a flavor to it. Had a nice chew to it, and really helped with the overall taste. But one thing I will note is that they, since they did have boba and the boba could clog up the straw, they had a bigger straw, and that definitely helped.
So those of you that make shakes and everything, and for some of those of you that give shake, oh sorry, this is what I'm looking for. Anyways, I really wish that those big straws they use for boba would be adopted by more places of business, because I don't really like pineapple chunks or strawberry chunks in my shakes clogging up my straw, and those boba straws are big enough to not be an issue. I really wish people would do that more. Maybe they're more expensive. I don't know. Anyways, so apologizing in advance for the quality of this audio, or this audio on this podcast, possibly. It may not be up to our usual level of quality. Oh, it's right on par? Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
All the road noise, it's just...
No apologies. That sound you hear in the background, that's just the sound of how awesome we're being. And it's just kind of leaking into the audio quality. So...
You're getting more awesome by default.
Dang it, I ended my sins and so... No, I hate you, Ethan. Anyways, we're about to hit up Shamrock in about another, I don't know, an hour. And unless you hear back from us after this, and this is us signing off for now.
We still need to do the closing. If you want to send us an email, send it to datadrain@nintendo-oki.com. You can send us episode topics, or if you want to be on the show, you know, do whatever. Tell us how good we are, how bad we are, whatever. I'd like the fan mail myself if we've gotten more than just, like, two. You also rate us on whatever thing you listen to us on through, because ratings are awesome. There might be some videos going up on the YouTube channel eventually. YouTube.com/Nintendo... Is it Nintendo Oki one word? I forget. You'll find us. Don't worry about it. We also have a Twitter thing. It's Data Drain Show. Am I forgetting anything, Jason?
You can also find us on the Facebook group, the Nintendo-Oki Facebook group. We are on there chatting with people every so often. Ethan is much more active than I am, but occasionally I will make some comments as well. If you were just considering sending an email to us, I would recommend sending an email and telling Ethan to get off his lazy butt and actually edit those videos so we can get those posted to the YouTube channel.
Okay, just in closing, Ethan's a big coward. Jason isn't good at making decisions.
And Stuart is kind of in the middle between those two. Awesome. That's our show. Thank you.